This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Would you like to hear a yarn? Today we'll meet a Kansas family that has established a farm of specialty animals producing fiber, which can be woven into yarn and other products. It's today's Kansas Profile. Colleen and Mike McGee are the owners of Rowan Tree Farm near Abilene. She grew up in Washington State, served in the military, and joined the civil service after military retirement. Then she met and married Mike, who also served in the Army. In 2014, Fort Riley called, Colleen said. She had the opportunity to join the public affairs office, and Mike had the opportunity to be a counselor at Fort Riley, so they drove to Kansas. Our first stop was at Milford Lake, Colleen recalled. We said yes, we could live here. Colleen and Mike decided they wanted a more rural lifestyle, so they found a place to live outside of Abilene. It had a building and livestock pens where they began their farm. The McGees named their farm Rowan Tree Farm, which is a play on Colleen's maiden name of Roundtree. We wanted animals that fit our size and age, Colleen said. In other words, they wanted animals that had value, but were smaller and more manageable than big cows, for example. Specifically, they are raising Pygora and Cashmere goats and baby doll Southdown sheep, which produce high-quality fiber. They also raise chickens and eggs. Pygoras are sometimes called the versatile goat with the luxurious coat. Pygora goats are a cross between pygmy goats and Angora goats. They are specifically bred to produce fine cashmere fiber for hand spinning. Southdown sheep originated in the South Downs of Sussex County, England, and came to the U.S. in 1803. Through the years, they were bred for larger size and meat production. Baby doll Southdowns are the small-framed, diminutive version of the breed, which resemble the original sheep from Old England. These sheep will be 18 to 24 inches tall when fully grown. Baby doll wool blends especially well with Pygora and cashmere fibers. My mom had owned a yarn shop in Washington State after my dad retired, Colleen said. Producing fiber allowed Colleen to reconnect with these roots. There is a resurgence in fiber arts, Colleen said. Gen Xers and millennials want to be makers of real things, she said. Colleen and Mike shear their sheep and goats to harvest the fiber for processing and use. My husband started playing with it and found he liked it too, Colleen said. He's now the dye guy. The McGees sell yarn, eggs, fiber for spinning, drop spindles, and needle felting kits. In non-pandemic times, they host school tours and daycare groups at the farm. They're also working on opening their own fiber mill and on-farm store. There's room in the industry for another mill because there are 6 to 9 month delays in getting fiber processed, Colleen said. Rowan Tree Farm is a member of the From the Land of Kansas program, sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. In January 2021, Colleen helped start a Kansas Fiber Producers Association, which meets as a Facebook group. This umbrella group is comprised of producers who harvest fiber from a variety of animals, such as sheep, goats, alpacas, llamas, and rabbits. Rowan Tree Farm is located out in the country, situated between the rural communities of Abilene, population 6,844 people, Buckeye, population 413, and Detroit, population 178 people. Now that's rural. For more information, go to www.rowantreefarm.business.site. In early May, Colleen's group is holding its first ever homestead hop for people to visit various farms and see local small producers. For more information, watch for upcoming posts about the homestead hop by searching for Rowan Tree Farm on Facebook. The story of the McGees is not just any yarn. It's the true story of a couple who started their own farm to grow fiber, which could become spun into actual yarn. Now they're adding value by reaching out to other fiber producers and starting a mini mill of their own. We commend Colleen and Mike McGee of Rowan Tree Farm for making a difference with their fiber farm and fiber arts. I'm glad that they can weave these ideas together. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.